Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed, folks. It is the Odd Couple, hour number 2, with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our man, one of our favorites, Antonio Daniels. And Rob, Antonio is, of course, the New Orleans Pelicans color analyst. And there is a report, actually reports, plural, that Stan Van Gundy and some of his players had tension. So we'll ask him all about that. Of course, he's employed by the team, so I don't know how much detail he'll go into. But we will see. We will see, because we'll ask him about it. That's for darn sure. All right.
How about that? A 40-point first quarter?
Yeah, Nets up 40-26 on Boston at the end of one quarter. And, folks, they're looking as good as advertised. All right. But NBA playoffs in full effect tonight. Man, Rob. I got to say this, Rob. I'm baffled. I'm shocked. I'm stunned. I'm gobsmacked that the NBA put on the LA Lakers versus the Phoenix Suns at the same time that the LA Clippers will be playing the Dallas Mavericks. Why? I mean, I'm blessed that I got a few TVs. I'll be able to watch them both. But, Rob, if I didn't, I would be highly upset.
I think there's but so many spaces, you know what I mean, in trying to figure it out, Chris. I'm with you. Because one game starts at 10, right, Eastern?
Yep.
And the other one starts at 10:30 Eastern. But I think you can't have an exclusive window for every game. There's some games that just because of timing and, you know what I mean, like the West Coast teams, Chris, you can't have one game start at 7:30, and then the other game would start at 10:30, right? Pacific, that'd be 1:30 in the morning. So there's really no choice.
It's a challenge. It's always a challenge, but man, right? No, these are two marquee games. Two marquee games. Do or die games. And we're going to get into that in the next hour. But first, let's go to the NFL, Rob. And there was, every time, I always say it, it's the story that keeps on giving. And we did get at least a new development. We'll discuss whether it was actually a new development or not. But Aaron Rodgers spoke yesterday to Kenny Mayne on SportsCenter. First time he's spoken publicly since all of the rumors, about him wanting out. And here's what he said.
It never been about the draft pick, picking Jordan. I love Jordan. He's a great kid. He a lot of fun to work together. I love the coaching staff, love my teammates, I love the fan base in Green Bay. It's incredible, incredible 16 years. It's just kind of about a philosophy, and maybe forgetting that it is about the people that make the thing go. It's about character. It's about culture. It's about doing things the right way. And a lot of this was put in motion last year, and the wrench was just kind of thrown into it when I won MVP and played the way I played last year. So this is just kind of, I think, the spill out of all that. But look, man, it is about the people, and that's the most important thing. Green Bay has always been about the people, from Curly Lambeau being owner and founder to the 60s with Lombardi and Bart Starr and all those incredible names, to the 90s teams with Coach Holmgren and Farvey and the Minister of Defense, to the run that we've been on. It's about the people.
Farvey, I like that.
Yeah. That shows they were buddies.
He didn't talk to Aaron the first 3 years he was there, Chris.
Three were tremendous.
I guess.
Actually, they only had 3 years together, didn't they?
Right. Or three and a half or something like that. Yeah.
The last month was tremendous. They became buddies.
But they didn't talk.
Brett's retired, I think they started talking.
And now Brett's the biggest Aaron Rodgers fan. Am I right? Like, exactly, you hear him all the time. Like, talk about how great he is. But he wouldn't talk to the kid when he was
He's better than
out.
Brett was. There's really no doubt in my mind.
I don't doubt that at all. Yeah, I mean, Brett was a gunslinger. He was exciting, Chris. He was a great quarterback in his own right. But there's a difference between those two, right? And it's pretty big.
Absolutely. All right, few things, Rob. Aaron Rodgers. I just think that that answer that he gave, that quote we just played, that was to a question of, are you demanding a trade?
Right.
And you just heard what he said. Everybody made a big deal out of it today on television. I get it, Rob, right? You talk about everything. Somebody could just say hi, and we haven't heard from him in a few months, and if it's a superstar, we're going to make a big deal out of it.
You got something that you can – You got something tangible that you can use. Remember, you got to feed the monster. This is new, so you got to talk about it. It's not like, okay, we haven't heard from Aaron. He talked. Even though he didn't say anything, we're gonna ignore it. No, that ain't going to happen.
Right.
Okay.
And you just said it. He didn't really say anything.
No.
Now, I will say this, Rob. From what he just said, I got a few takeaways. One of them is – this has been in motion. I actually think Aaron Rodgers concocted this whole thing. And hear me out. He said, you heard him say, this thing was set in motion over a year ago, and I kind of threw a monkey wrench in it by going out and winning MVP. And he said it all with a smile on his face. Rob, you and I have talked about, if you're so upset about — and I get it. I believe him when he said Jordan Love, he's fine with him. He's a good kid. I believe all that, especially because apparently he's not that good at football. he's not really a threat to take your job. But I do believe he feels like, look, Jordan had nothing to do with this. Aaron knows when he was drafted, he had nothing to do with it. Right.
There was nothing you could do. You get drafted. Right.
Right.
You're
there. And those guys.
Right. There's nothing you can do. Right.
Right. But I do think, Rob, that when he was when Jordan was drafted, and when Aaron was drinking his scotch and fuming, I think he said to himself, you know what? I'm going to go out. I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to go out and have the absolute best season I can. I am going to play lights out football. They want to get rid of me after this year. I'm going to go and play lights out football. And then when they realize they better not get rid of me, when they realize how much they need me, I'm going to blow it all up and say, I won out. And Rob, I really believe that, and I believe that had the Green Bay Packers even won the Super Bowl, Rob, I still bet you Aaron Rodgers would be doing the same thing.
That I'm not so sure about, but I do agree that, you know, Aaron Rodgers is playing. He has the upper hand, Chris. You know, we talk about it all the time. You have the upper hand in a relationship. You have an upper hand in some sort of business situation you're in, right? Sometimes you have hand, the sometimes leverage, you don't have hand. Right, it's the leverage we're talking about. And he had the leverage. Last year he kind of took it, didn't say anything, right? Whatever, okay, go out. He had, you know, for most quarterbacks, they would have loved to have had Aaron Rodgers' season. Was it the greatest Aaron Rodgers' season? Right, no.
Arguably.
But for most quarterbacks, they would have loved last year, okay? But then he comes back, and once you win the MVP, and he didn't squeak by, he won it going away, and he put up unbelievable numbers and all the other stuff, you feel different about it. And then I'm sure it's easier to want to complain, Chris, when you have that in your back pocket. I got an MVP in my back pocket, right?
I think
that's part of it. I think if you win a championship to bellyache after it sounds weird, so I'm not so sure. I hear what you're saying, but I think that comes off weird if you won a championship and then you're condemning the people who put together the team that won the championship.
I hear you on that, but look at what he's condemning anyway.
Right,
13-3, 26-6.
But
you know
I'm saying if they won, don't you think it would be,
yeah,
wouldn't it be weird?
And I don't know that he would have bellyached.
Yeah,
I think maybe he would have done it differently, you know, but I still think it would have been like I won out.
Okay.
Now, again, that's my speculation. But the only thing, Rob, I'm not sure he has all the leverage, though. Yeah, of course he was
great.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, he's still under contract.
No, right.
He still has to retire if they don't want to trade him.
Right. I'm talking about the leverage of being able to speak out and be able to put this out here because he played great. I mean, like that. Like, if you had an off season and you were complaining, Chris, it would be hard for people to be like, what? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, if he had one of the seasons he had a few years ago.
Right.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? People would be like, what? Oh, get rid of him.
They'd have been like, okay, move on.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Right. That's what I mean by leverage.
Okay.
You know, like
okay.
that part. He has the floor because he's the reigning MVP.
Okay. I hear you on that. I still think, Rob, and you and I said it, he didn't say anything. At some point, I get it. He is passive aggressive. It's not his style, I guess, to come out and make blunt, bold statements. But, Rob, if it's really that bad, at some point, don't you just come out and say, look, I won out. It's nothing against I love the fans. I love my teammates. I wanted to be a Packer forever. But then you could have went to your spiel about, but, you know, it's the way you treat people. It's the culture and all that. But I won out. And I'm just not happy there, and I really would like the Packers to trade.
He could have done that. He could have easily done that.
Right? He could have done that publicly. Why don't you? I mean, there's passive-aggressive, and there's darn right afraid to freaking speak your mind. I mean, just say it, Aaron, if that's how you feel. And so what I'm saying, Rob, is if I'm the Packers, and, you know, they came out, Matt LaFleur talked today, and I know they admitted that, yeah, he wants out right now. But if I'm the Packers, I'm going to Aaron, and I'm saying, look, we know we screwed up. And I think, Rob, and we had Tyler Dunn on, he kind of said this, it goes back even before Jordan Love. That was just like, okay, again? First, you didn't tell me when you got rid of my offensive coordinator or quarterback's coach, you know? And then you know, there's been other things. I've tried to talk to you about personnel.
They've never drafted a skill position on offense, right. Chris, his whole time in Green Bay in the first round, ever.
Right.
Not once.
And so I think Jordan Love was finally like, my goodness, again? And then, so all of that. So the Packers need to be like, look, Aaron, we get it. We've been wrong. And we apologize. You're the best quarterback we've had. And we want nothing more than to win a Super Bowl with you.
Right.
And we want nothing more than you to be our quarterback for the next 4 or 5 years. We believe you when you say you want to and can play into your 40s. So here's a contract extension making you the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Work with us so we can, you know, structure it so we can go out and get Julio Jones. And we're going to not only have, you know, I don't think he's the best. I think Pat Mahomes. But they'll say we're not only going to have the best quarterback in the league, but we're going to have the best receiving core in the league with Julio Jones and Devontae Adams. And we're going to win Super Bowls. And that gets it done, I think.
You think so? I think there's a chance that he'll be back. I just, like I said, Chris, you said it. If you want out, you could make it clear. I'm serious, Chris. You could make it very clear. I'm not going to be involved. I'm not coming. Clean out my locker. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And
tell people, I'm not coming. I'm not going to waste your time. I'm trying to tell you now, don't get what you can, make it what you call. I will never wear this uniform again. If he has that conversation, Chris, right? And the general manager and the coach, and they all know, then you got to make another plan. That's just how
it doesn't have to be loud. It doesn't have to be dramatic. Like you said, you just go tell, look, I'm not coming back. I've made $200+ million in my career. I'm set.
Right.
I can retire.
I can go get the job at Jeopardy tomorrow. I'm done. I got a career.
Absolutely. You do it. And we'll see. All right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your take on the Aaron Rodgers interview yesterday. How much leverage does he have now? Do you think he's running this situation? Do you think Green Bay should or will trade him? Your turn to weigh in on all of that with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
What's up, everyone? It's me, 3-time NFL All-Pro Sean Marion, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Marion. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Marion on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that, he is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win! Unbelievable!
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. This was the jam. Yes, Shannon, let the music play. That's a little different version, but all right. You in the crates on a Tuesday?
I'm trying.
Wow. Okay. It's the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And look, Chris, there's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. I'm sorry. We keep saying it, but it's true. Law enforcement's writing tickets, folks. They can't wait to give you a ticket for not buckling up. So you learn your lesson. So do the smart thing and start buckling up every single day, every single night, every single trip. Click it or ticket. I try to say like you, Rob.
Click it or ticket. How about Joe Harris clicking? 22 points, Chris.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, Joe Harris can shoot the lights out, and he's going to get open looks because of the other three dudes.
That's what I'm saying. He got 22 points.
Not to mention Blake.
22 of that 65 in the first half. He got 22 already. He could have 40. Not that it'll probably hit.
That'd be great for him. All right, that was paid for by NHTSA. NHTSA. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in about Aaron Rodgers. Is he out of there? Does he have the leverage to force his way out, or you think it was much ado about nothing and Green Bay still holds the cards?
And let's give a quick Odd Couple shout out to Glenn Dino, listening in New York. My friend, we went to high school together. He says the
Glenn
show
Dino. Glenn Dino is his first, that's one name?
His name is Glenn, but we call him Glenn Dino, D-I-N-O, okay. Glenn Dino.
Because if it was Glenn Dino, I was going to say, oh, he black.
He's not black, right. He's Jewish.
Yeah.
One of my best friends from high school. That's not racist. He is
Glenn Dino.
Wow.
I think he was saying, since I said his name was if I said a guy's name was Shaquille, I think he was black.
Racist.
I'm just saying, Rob, is that right?
You would think so.
It's a cultural thing, right?
Right. Certain names you could kind of look at and go,
wrong racist about that.
No. All right, Marty in Kentucky, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Marty?
What's up, fellas?
How are you?
What up, brother?
Good to hear from you. It's been a while. It's been a week.
Well, Chris, you're not always at work, bud.
Hey, I do have a couple days off soon. I'm not going to say which ones. We got 4 weeks vacation.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Well,
all right, what you got, Marty?
I don't think Aaron Rodgers holds the cards. I think Green Bay holds the cards. However, saying that, I think Aaron Rodgers is leaving. I think Green Bay is bluffing. I think they are ready to move on from Rodgers. But it's going to be more – they're going to get better offers from teams if they're saying, hey, we don't want to give up our MVP. We want to keep this guy. People are going to try harder to get him and give him better offers. And I believe this because I hate to take from Colin Cowherd, but he did say this, and he said that Aaron Rodgers is not a foxhole guy, and I think Green Bay's figured that out. He has a long history, and it stretches outside of the football world, of not getting along in groups of people. And I think they're ready to move on from him.
So you think just because of the drama, they're ready to move on?
He's got drama every direction he looks, guys. And I'm not just pulling this out of a hat.
No, we know. I mean, it's publicly his family known. Situation. And
he
all
doesn't
that.
Get along with his family.
Right, right.
Well, they that does. I tell you what, Marty.
One thing that does say is that he's really – once he you get on his bad side, you're going to have trouble getting back in
And everybody in Cleveland told me LeBron would never leave because he's not that kind of guy when he went to Miami. I'm just telling you, I
couldn't shut out my family, so I can't see him as a foxhole guy.
But you don't know what the inner workings. I know it sounds right. It sounds like, everybody stick by your family no matter what. But you don't know what's going on, and I think it's unfair for you to just – think you know because of how you have a relationship
with
your family.
Not getting along with groups of people.
Yeah, but I'm just saying you don't know about family and how things work. There's rifts in people's families because some people aren't good people.
Sometimes horrible things have happened with family members. Yes. Now, we have no idea if that was the case with Aaron.
Chris, you know what I'm saying.
He could be wrong. They could be wrong. Both could be wrong.
Right.
But
just be careful. You just don't know what's going on. You could assume, if a guy got a riff with his family, he's a bad guy. I have a hard time saying that without knowing what's going on. That's me.
All right.
All right. Let's go with Keith in New Orleans. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Uncle Rob, Uncle Chris, how y'all feeling?
What up, brother? Good to hear from you.
Good. Listen, Aaron Rodgers has the leverage because, one, if he didn't – one thing, we don't know if Jordan Love can play. That brings more value to Aaron Rodgers.
I'm skeptical because they haven't been very,
Chris.
I'm
skeptical.
Right.
I don't think he's ready.
Yeah, and Marty is right in that it's the smart move to publicly talk Aaron Rodgers up and your desire to keep him because then you can get better offers. So I get that. But I've seen no evidence to think Jordan Love can play since he's been in the NFL.
But, Chris, here's the other part, too. And here's the other part. You can charade and say, we don't want to give him up. If you've talked to Aaron Rodgers, people say, we're not going back there. Do you know what? Like, we're not. Don't give up the farm. You know, stick there. I'm not playing.
His agent's probably
His agent could easily call those other teams
Absolutely.
And say, dude, don't buy it, okay? Don't let them fleece you. I'm not going back there. Mm. And you know what I mean?
Although I think that would have leaked. Maybe that would have leaked.
No, I'm just saying it could be. I'm not saying it's guaranteed.
Right.
Be careful. Let's go to Mike in Tennessee. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good evening, guys. How are you?
Man,
good, brother.
Good.
How are you?
Good. Hey, longtime Packer fan. The Packers hold the cards. That's it. That's their Aaron don't have anything. So what? To them holding the cards comes responsibility. So if Rodgers retires, that whole front office should be fired. They need to talk him into playing or get traded.
No, right.
Or they talked about three first-round picks.
No, Mike, you're spot on. If they botch this and don't get either a trade or something or Aaron back, you have totally botched it. You cannot let the guy retire.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. There's no way. They have got to get a trade or he has to play in Green Bay or Goot is gone. Murphy's gone. I don't even know who fired
Goot
Murphy,
been
somebody
gone.
Would.
I'm going to be honest. Goot should have been gone.
But that's the problem,
At
though,
least
Mike.
From the office. You could send him out on the road. He's a low-level scout now. If you really want to keep him in the organization, if Rodgers is cool with that. But he should have been gone. I'm sorry. No GM is more important than a superstar player.
And Mike was saying, I don't even know who would fire him, and that's the problem, is because they don't have an owner.
Right.
I really believe that's the biggest problem.
Thousands
that
they have. Thousands of fans. Yeah. Would fire.
And they don't right. really have a share.
No, they have
you know,
no
it's problem. Kind of a ceremonial, Chris. You know, like you
I
said,
guess
it's
Mark Murphy. Somebody's got to have the final say, right? So
yeah,
he ain't firing himself though. That's for sure. All right, we got our man Antonio Daniels coming up in a moment, but first...
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Ran the point for the San Antonio Spurs. Got himself a ring with the San Antonio Spurs. Now he's on Sirius XM Radio as an NBA host. And the New Orleans Pelicans color analyst, our man who is hustling every day, Antonio Daniels. I know you wish I had done the pregame introductions when you were in the league.
What's happening? How are you?
Chris and Rob, how y'all doing, man? You guys okay?
Yes, brother, we are good. We're glad to have you.
Hey, Antonio, real quick, we're at the halftime of this game, 2 Nets-Celtics. I want to start there. You talked about the Nets and the arm race. They have 71 points at the half.
And Boston has 47.
Boston has 47. What do you make of the Nets? They're whole, they're healthy, they're just playing. We just saw Joe Harris put in 22 in the first half.
Right.
Is this scary or not?
Yeah, it's scary. It's scary because we're watching a league that benefits offense. Like, there are certain things that were valued in the 80s and in the 90s and in the early 2000s that aren't valued in today's NBA. That's just the brutal reality of it. Defense is one of them. Rebounding is another one. You know, this is a patience-based league. So the more guys you have that can score, that can space the floor, that can shoot the basketball. I get it. Everybody always wants to say, oh, well, you know what? What about defense? Yeah, good luck. Good luck. Give me the talent. Give me the talent, and I'll figure the rest out.
I agree with you. That's what Chris and I said this from the beginning. I mean, so many people called up here and was like, there's only one basketball. They don't play defense. They can't win a championship. What?
Yeah, I get it. It sounds, you know what happens is because people don't want to see this come to. They don't want to see Kyrie, KD, and James Harden put themselves in a position to win a championship. The brutal reality of it is with the way that the Lakers are playing now, with the way that the Clippers are playing right now, it's really difficult to see another team out there that can defeat this team 4 out of 7 times because of the amount of offensive options and weaponry that they have.
Antonio, and you know, Rob and I, look, we're in the prediction business. We're in the, you know, run our mouth business. So we want our picks to be right.
So
we
want Brooklyn to win. We pick
them, right? But honestly, could this be bad for the NBA if they run through the league, win the championship, maybe lose 3 playoff games the whole way through? Because you're looking at it like, hold on, they played 8 games together? And they just ran through the league. I was on Rick Bucher, you know, Rick was on the show with me on television last week. He said if the Nets win it, it's the official AAUification of the NBA. And I've talked to GMs who said it's glorified street ball in the league right now. I mean, could this be a bad thing if they win it?
I don't know how it's considered a bad thing because it's very rare that you're going to get the 3 best one-on-one players on the same roster. That's very
right.
Rare.
So it's not going to be every team could do this.
No,
right.
No. It's not like you can duplicate. Like, you know, you can look at what Golden State did and think of what Golden State did to the league at that time. Everybody wanted to take the blueprint and play like Golden State. What if you don't have a roster constructed to play like Golden State? You won't be successful.
Right.
So you can talk about Brooklyn and what they do. Unless you have Kevin Durant, James Harden, and Kyrie Irving, you're probably not going to be successful either.
And,
so
and
it's
Tony,
one thing to say it. It's another thing to be able to duplicate it.
Right.
Reggie Miller was on Dan Patrick's show today, and his quote was, the Lakers are very vulnerable to being sent home. They are not right. Do you agree with Reggie? And if they aren't right, what's not right? What did you see in game 1?
Man, to me, it's not about game 1. It's okay. Not about game one.
Okay.
This goes back to a mentality that I thought the Lakers have had all year. So let's go back to last year, because when we say they're not right, what we're comparing them to is last season. Last season, you had Rajon Rondo, who was a free agent. You never heard about it. You had Dwight Howard, who was a free agent. You never heard about it. KCP was a free agent. You never heard about it. JaVale McGee wasn't getting playing time in different series, but you never heard about it. Now, fast forward to this year. Dennis Schroeder opened his press conference with the Lakers talking about his contract. Opened it.
No, you're
on
right.
Day one.
Yep.
On day one. Mark Gasol, the moment that they brought in Andre Drummond, he's talking about his minutes. THT is a free agent that has never been paid yet. You just heard Dennis Schroeder turn down 4 years, $84 million from the Lakers. The biggest difference between this year's team and last year's team, last year everybody was focused on the gold ball. This year, it doesn't seem like everybody's focused on the gold ball. There are some individual goals that are here that were there last year, but you never heard about it. You have so many guys this year that are free agents. So their concern is, shoot, what's best for me? Montrezl Harrell, he's about to be a free agent. Look at all the free agents that this team has. So where is the focus? Is the focus on winning collectively, or is the focus on winning individually? I felt that way all year about the Lakers. And is LeBron James and his leadership enough to overlook all of that, to overpower all of that? Because these guys that we're talking about, they're not role players. These are guys that are going to be significant if the Lakers are going to win it all again.
Antonio, there were, I'm sure you've seen them now, reports came out earlier today that Stan Van Gundy, there's tension between him and the players, or at least some of the players.
Yeah, I saw that.
There in New Orleans. Obviously, you're their color analyst. What's your take on this? Or, you know, what do you know about
Have you heard any of this?
Okay, so here's the thing. This year, COVID has not allowed us to sit in on practice. So, and this sounds crazy to say with me being the color analyst. If this was last year, when I was at every practice, on the plane, or, you know, eating with the team, I would feel qualified to answer this. But the fact that I couldn't sit in on any practices this year, none of them, because of COVID, I don't feel qualified to answer this question, honestly.
Did right, you see, and like you said, okay. You weren't around the team like you normally are, but obviously you're just at games, I guess. Or were you right. Calling those from your home?
No, we call them, but we call them from the, like, we're not even on the court, like, we weren't even on the court side anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we're like, if you take the stands up to the first level, that's where we are.
So did you see anything, I mean, you know, that would lead you to believe this, or you can't even
say? No, you know, I'm going to tell you what's different for me. And I ask this question all the time on our SiriusXM show.
Right.
In today's NBA, and you guys can answer this question for me. How can you coach? And I'm not saying this in reference to New Orleans. I'm saying this in reference in general. Today, we got into argument about Donovan Mitchell. And my co-host told me today, you know what, man, if the star player wants to do it, you do it, because if not, he's going to be mad. And I said, you know what, that's exactly what's wrong with today's NBA. So if you have to tiptoe a line of holding guys accountable on one end, holding guys accountable offensively and defensively, how do you do that without ruffling some feathers?
Nah, it's a real challenge. There's no doubt about it. It's definitely a challenge. I agree with you.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, next year, when, Lord willing, if I have an opportunity to sit in and practice and see the interactions from Stan and Zion and Stan and B.I. and different guys, then I would feel a lot more qualified to answer, you know, I mean, this question, honestly.
All right, last thing.
I know it's
thing,
difficult to coach in today's NBA, though.
Last right. thing real quick, because you've always been on Brooklyn. Who do you have in the West? Who did you pick before the playoffs?
After all that he just said, he got the Lakers still.
Yes, I picked the Lakers.
Okay.
Rob picked the Lakers.
Because,
no,
you know
I'm
what?
Just asking.
I'm going to tell you where my confidence lies. My confidence lies in Frank Vogel's ability to make adjustments. That's where my confidence lies.
If they
because
lose
right
tonight,
now,
quickly, if they lose tonight, will they win the series? If they lose tonight?
Tonight is not a must-win. They're
I agree with you. I totally
it's
agree.
It's not a must-win. It's definitely not a must-win for the Lakers.
Quickly.
Clippers, Clippers, different story.
They got to win tonight.
We are on the same page, yeah. AD. Quickly, AD, 30 seconds from you. I think the Lakers are huge, but I think when they play huge with AD, both ADs, right, and LeBron, but I think even when they're big on the court, they don't play big. They still drive and kick and shoot for threes rather than going inside. So should they either play big and, you know, for real, or should they go more with Drummond on the bench and AD at the five, or Marc Gasol at the five?
Man, listen, all week I've been, and it sounds like I'm beating up Andre Drummond, but I'm not. But the fact of the matter is Andre Drummond brings something to the table, again, that's not valued in today's NBA. Right. I get it. He's a heck of a rebounder. He's a heck of a space eater. But in a era, in a generation of pace and space, you need Anthony Davis to have his room. I think this team, for this particular series, is either better with Marc Gasol at the five or better with Anthony Davis at the five because it gives you more space to operate.
Yep, I'm with you on that, man. I'm with you on that. All right, great stuff from our man Antonio Daniels. We appreciate the knowledge, brother.
For sure. As always, fellas, God bless you guys.
All right, peace. It's possible that Deshaun Watson is 100% innocent, but it's looking less and less likely that we'll see him on the field this season. We'll get into that next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, and we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, also brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone's got more ways for you to start your job your way. That means getting what you need fast, because some jobs can't wait, folks. That's why AutoZone offers same-day store pickup and free next-day delivery on more than 100,000 parts. Visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Rob, news out about Deshaun Watson and Houston Texans quarterback, who months ago demanded a trade, doesn't want to play for the Texans, and then after that, a bunch, you know, lawsuits were filed against him and about sexual harassment. And it's come out, Rob, 22 women in or 22 cases, 22 women, I'm sorry, suing him. He will not be deposed. What's come out today is he's not scheduled to be deposed until early 2022. They're thinking February in the year 2022. That's what's on the docket right now. So do you think, I mean, obviously the first thought is, okay, so I guess he'll be playing this year. What are your thoughts?
I'm not convinced of that, only from the standpoint that when Roger Goodell became commissioner, he was the new sheriff in town. He was like, we don't have to wait for convictions or charges to be filed. If we do an investigation and we feel like you've violated our ethics code or conduct code, Chris, that they can act. And we've seen it done before. So I don't know what they'll do. You know what I mean? I'm not predicting, right, but it has been done. I remember the one of all that probably bothered me the most was Terrell Pryor, the Ohio State quarterback. Remember, Chris?
And right. He was in both levels that bothered
right.
me. NCAA and
am I right?
NFL.
Both, right, Chris. Absolutely. He got tattoos because he traded away some stuff for it, right?
That he owned
jerseys, that was given to him,
rings,
exactly,
or whatever,
for some tattoos,
you know,
or whatever.
Trophies.
Traded. Yeah. It was like a trade. I don't have
right.
money. I'll give you my warm up and you'll put a tattoo
right.
on me. And
right.
they, and not only did the NCAA come down on him, the NFL, Chris, which he wasn't even a member of the NFL
right.
when that stuff went on, they suspended him.
Yeah, I hear you on that. And that was ridiculous to me as well. Obviously, you're right. I mean, they don't need a conviction or anything like that. But I will say this. You know, look, we've said it before. We have no idea what's true and what's not. None of us do. And if you listen to the women, you come away thinking, my goodness, this dude did this stuff.
Right.
But then you listen to him and his, you know, the resoluteness with which he's speaking. And granted, Roger Clemens was resolute. Sammy Sosa, when he remembered how to speak English, was resolute.
So, you know, I get it.
But he sounds convincing. And the fact that he won't settle, or at least they're saying he won't settle, and, you know, he's insisting that he's in all that, it sounds convincing. My thing is this, with most of the NFL situations that you mentioned, Rob, where a guy is suspended without a conviction, there was, like, Ray Rice, there was the video. Kareem Hunt, there was the video. Tyreek Hill, for goodness sake, there was audio of him threatening his fiance or girlfriend, whatever it was, and he didn't get suspended. So I do think that now they'll do their investigation, and if they find out, you know, there's something compelling there, they probably will suspend him. But I don't – it's going to be hard for me, them to me to choose on their own that he's wrong enough to suspend him. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.